Hello, my name is Afido. Welcome to the Balance Professional Podcast. I'm excited to have you. The Balance Professional Podcast is a vibrant community of professionals who come together to share the secret of achieving balance in life. A little bit of background here. I created the Balance Professional Community because of you and I. As a mom of two wonderful humans, I also work a full-time job. I'm also an inspiring entrepreneur. I'm always struggling to maintain balance in all fronts of my life. So if you're like me, I urge you not to look any further than the Balance Professional Podcast. It's a vibrant community of professionals who come together to share the secret of achieving balance in life. I seek to empower you, my listener, to create a space for a meaningful conversation that led to positive change in our lives. I welcome professionals from all industries to connect and share strategies on how they maintain their sanity amidst the hustle and bustle of our daily life. Through weekly interviews, inspiring stories, and practical tips, I hope together we can create a more meaningful moment and bring balance back into our lives. So please, come as you are, so we can have an honest conversation about your challenges, offer quality advices, and learn from each other. Thank you for tuning into this week's episode. Let's get into the episode. All right, Mel. It is my pleasure to welcome you, Mel. Oh my goodness, I'm excited for this conversation to the Balanced Professional Podcast, a day in the life of a balanced professional segment. So today I'm talking to you, Mel. So walk me through this. I know we have been we know each other for a long time, but yeah. For some reason the universe is saying like let's get reconnected. Because right. I feel like you're going through some changes in your life, and I want to hear about that. And also, like, what are you doing right now, Mel? What are you up to? It's been a while.
Well, I work at a plant that contributes to the automotive ATV and
of course.
Agriculture industries as customer service and logistics. So mm-hmm. I make steel travel all over the United States and certain parts of the world as well.
Right.
I'm training a new employee to take over the logistics part of it.
That's cool.
Also, yeah, it's quite a lot to learn, honestly, because I had never done it before myself. But
right.
I tend to lean on the words of an ounce of grace.
Wow, I love that.
When I'm training somebody on the job, mm-hmm. They forget that they have to give themselves an ounce of grace because they've never done this before.
Right. I love that. I'm going to take that, an ounce of grace.
Please.
I'm going to make
please
a note of
do,
that.
Because it's important in so many facets of our lives. I mean... Mm-hmm. You know, you asked me what I've been up to. Aside from work, I started a journey with my health and my fitness.
Right.
Part of it dates back to the lockdown in 2020 for COVID. I started walking every day around my neighborhood just to mm-hmm. get out of the house and do something instead of just sitting in front of my computer and doing work from home.
Got it. Got it.
Yet in
Yeah,
that
because,
time,
yeah, go
yeah, go
ahead.
ahead. No, please
No,
go.
I was gonna just add on because work from home after pandemic, now that we have the
Yeah.
ability to work from home, we can easily forget to move. So I like that you like actually mentally create that for yourself. That's all I was gonna add to it.
Oh yeah, no, absolutely. And for me, I'm a dog lover, and unfortunately, the dog that I had years ago has passed, and we haven't gotten a new one. So getting out into the neighborhood, meeting my neighbors, and getting to see the dogs and being able to interact with other people, obviously from 6 feet away, but still just getting that life and the sun and the air and everything was very important. And then fast forward to this past July, the end of July, I met a person who is a personal trainer, fitness instructor. And the day that I met this person, I was not ready to hear what she had to say because I'm like, I do my walking. I'm okay. Right. And in researching and looking into some of the videos that this person does and everything, I decided to take the leap. I need to do something about my health and my physical body. And so for me, that's kind of been my big thing over the last 6, almost 7 months now, is working out. And a lot of folks would be like, well, I'm not ready to do that. I don't think I can do this. And I'm going to challenge everybody that I meet that says, I can't do this, or I'm not ready to do this. Add the word yet. Yet. YET.
Yet,
Because
got
when
it.
I started going to class, I'm like, oh, I can't do this. I can't even breathe. But as I continue and make it a constant in my life, there are things that I couldn't do in July or August that I can do now. And it's so easy to get overwhelmed. Now, to be fair, I am a balanced professional, but I am not a parent. I don't have children. So balance for me is maintaining my consistency in my workouts, as well as maintaining my consistency in my job and my consistency at home.
The big, the main key, the key word, consistency.
Yes.
Whether you are at any stage of your life, once you have a goal, I talk to you, say you like intentions. So once you have an
Right.
intention and you are focused on that, it all come back to consistency. Whether you are a parent, you're a mom, you don't have kids, it doesn't, without consistency, that attention is just a fluke. So yeah,
Right.
that's the key
And
word.
for me, and I explained this to you a little bit previously, I prefer the word intention versus goal, because for me in my life, in my experiences, goals have been a negative thing. I've never achieved those goals, but I can intend to be in a better shape now, in the next 3 years. Yeah, it's got a time frame, but as long as I'm consistent and I stay motivated, I can achieve that. I've managed to get off a couple of medications by doing the work that I've been doing.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you. And a lot of it has to do with what we put in our bodies, aside from moving our bodies. Movement is important. I don't want to be a slumped over senior citizen who can't even hold their head upright. And I'm not saying that they all are like that, but us sitting around in front of computers all day long really feeds into that. So getting out, and okay, so say you're not in the best of shape or whatever, you can still walk a little. And then the
That's
next
right.
day you walk a little more. I
I
saw on your Facebook page that you have the 1% better. And that is actually one of the things that my trainer endorses is she's like, I don't care as long as, all movement is good movement
Yes.
and just be 1% better every day.
That's true. It stacks up. I love
It
that.
totally stacks up and it's so much easier of a bite than, oh, I got to get in shape.
Yes.
Back up.
Yes. You got a whole lot of, yep, detailed. Yes.
Back up. You
Because
went too far.
that is true. Because also, yes, the goal, if your goal or whatever, what people are doing, a lot of resolution these days, like just
Oh,
said,
yeah.
they do. If that's just let's lose weight, then you will really don't have, then you lose the weight. Then what happened? You don't have a sustainable way to actually maintain that
No,
weight, because
right.
then every, like you mentioned earlier, everything we put into our body is coming out, like, it's showing off. So it's all
Right.
about, being consistent, have a plan that will get you beyond just that tangible, tangible reward. So,
Right. Yeah, and another thing to it is kind of like getting out of your head and really a big thing in my life has been just changing my eating lifestyle.
Yes.
And that means, yes, I do order out when I'm at work, but
Yes.
I'm not ordering a burger and fries. I'm
Right.
ordering like a sandwich that's like chicken or something, because
That's
in my
right.
household, we've cut out red meat and we've cut out sugar.
Yes.
And I know that's really hard to do on a
Yes.
large scale, but if
Yes.
you say, let's say you eat a bag of Doritos every day right now, let's say the next day you, instead of eating an entire bag, you only eat half the bag.
Yes.
And in a couple more, another day you eat
Yeah.
like a quarter of the bag. So you're just
Yes.
taking those things and modifying them. And
Yes.
another thing that I'm a huge proponent of is water.
Water, water.
Water, water. It's so,
Yes.
the world is so steeped in high fructose corn syrup and sugar alternatives that are so bad for
Yes.
your body.
So bad. And
It,
it's so
yeah.
weird because I, this week I was reading about habits, I don't know, atomic habits. And one of those things is that companies, organizations actually sell to us based on our habits. We don't
Right.
buy things until we don't have, maybe we don't have any plan to buy certain things until we get there, and we sell the reward of it. And like, we wanted shortcuts, we want it fast. And then that's a
Yeah.
habit. We pick it up because we just now saw it. So why not use that against, for ourselves to make us better? It's
Right.
a very, it's just it does full circle when you think about it. Like, it sure does. Yeah.
Yeah,
Getting out
it's
of your head. I love that.
and it blows you, it, when you sit back and you look at it as changes happen within yourself and within your body,
Yeah.
it's so crazy. Like when you and I worked together all those years ago,
Yes.
I was a much larger person. I was not the happiest of people, not that everybody knew
Right.
that,
I didn't know
but
that. I'd only saw you as a bubbly personality with your bright hair that actually make my day most. Yes, so go on.
but I actually have depression,
Oh,
and
wow.
people with
See?
depression, we have these masks,
Yeah.
and we can mask up and be that bubbly, happy person that everybody sees,
Right.
but in reality, you don't know what all is going on inside. And a lot of what I was dealing with back then was stress from the job, anyway,
Yeah.
stuffing myself with garbage and not having any motivation to do anything
Yeah.
about any of it.
Yeah.
And literally, up until, like I said, with COVID, my motivation was just to get out of the house and move my body. Fast
Yeah.
forward to this
Now here
now
you are.
where I'm working out 3 times a
Yeah.
week.
Look at you go. Man,
But
that's
the
amazing.
thing that it's done for me, aside from my physical changes, is my mental changes that came along with it. Like I'm stressed at work, but I'm not flying off the handle and blowing up like I would have done, say, 7, 8, 10 years ago. And so being able to go to the gym and exert myself and put those emotions out on the floor in conjunction with attending regular therapy sessions and stuff like that for my mental health. It's so amazing to me where I am versus even where I was, we'll say, 7 months ago.
That's very inspirational, Mel, because I think that's one thing that got us reconnected again, because I made a post and you have responded to the post about, about the goals and the difference between the goals and intentions. And I think that I honestly believe when it's your time to do what you need to do for yourself, it is your time to do what you need to do for yourself. When it's time for you to move from point A to point B, it is that time, because I feel like this is the time for us to reconnect and talk about your journey and see where you are in, mentally and physically. So I think that more, like, I'm very, very inspired, because I know I reach out to you about some of this, your the physical journey that you're on. I'm very, very inspired, because not every time that you hear about is a lot of because we go through different stages of our life. We complain. I don't want to say complain is just like very, dry, but that's kind of the truth. Let's put the name to what it is. Complain about how we look, complain about how we feel. Yeah, we don't really want to take the initiative to start, the goal, because we all hide behind our fear of not being successful. But it takes you did it though. You are going on that path of discovering that. I am
Well,
fascinated by that.
I can't take all the credit for it. Yes, I took the step forward and I joined the class and I when I first started, I was only doing the class one day a week. But if I had not taken that first, actually, if I hadn't taken that first step, then this would be a totally different conversation. But I can't take credit for all of it because my trainer, I'm gonna throw a little back history. I met my trainer, my wife and I were out getting pedicures, and the woman that was going to be that is now my trainer was sitting next to me in the pedi chairs. It was her, me, and my wife. She jumped into our conversation and I shut down because I wasn't ready to talk about working out and stuff, but my wife was all up in it. So they talked, and then my wife sent me a video, and I'm like, okay, first of all, this person is there. They're larger than me, and they're doing the work, and they're doing the exercise, and they're doing the modifications and doing what they can, but they're moving their body, which is what inspired me. And then my trainer is exceedingly motivational, very inspirational. I've formed a bond with her where we basically fill each other's cup.
Oh, that's amazing.
And I think a lot of the world misses out by just being so angry and frustrated and so pent up all the time that having somebody to be able to do that with and then sharing that, by filling your cup, I'm talking about the energy, the shared energy, the shared inspiration, the gratitude that comes with doing all this.
I agree. I completely agree. But at the end, you still have to take that
But you have to make the
step.
step. Yes.
Yes, you have to. She could be all the
Absolutely.
greatest thing, but if you don't take that step, yeah.
Well,
I am, yeah.
and if you don't think you're ready, you're like, oh, I can't do that. Again, take that first little step, put your toe in the water and see. Maybe that's that form of exercise isn't right for you, but guess what? There's all these different classes you can check out in the world.
Yes, that's
I'm
right.
just fortunate that my trainer happens to be just an amazing person unto herself.
Yes. Everything just seemed to align, right?
Seriously, there's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. It's just we clicked, and
That's it.
I like the stuff that we do in class, so that definitely is motivating. And then we work out. I've had a couple of personal training sessions with her, and it's a completely different scenario versus just going to class. The positive about the class, though, is that there are people of all body shapes, sizes, and abilities. So even if you, let's say, you can't stand and do a jumping jack, guess what? There's a modification for that.
That's right. Yes. Options.
There's
Options is
options.
gets you the long way. I love
Right.
that. So then let's see. So yeah, you mentioned earlier that you're not a balanced, due to certain expats, you're not a balanced professional, but it looks like you're doing quite a lot from your professional career, your physical journey, getting your dog to, taking your dog out, being the partnership with your wife. There's a lot going
Right.
on. So how do you stay motivated and focused through all that?
I guess I've decided that life is too short.
Love it.
And maybe now is a better time for me to, because I didn't care about my health, and I've had various medical issues. So it's like, all right, I just need to get better. I just need to get better. I need to be better, and I need to do better.
I love that.
And
And I think at the end of the day, it's like this is the life. Because sometimes I'll be running around like my head is cut off or something, and I'll just run on, and then I'm like, why do I have to do this now? Why can't I wait for tomorrow? Like, but I'm like, oh, this is the life. This is it. There's not like a shiny, award waiting for me at the end of certain things that, oh, you did it. No, there isn't. Life is too short.
life
And
is too short. I mean, and technically, we're not even promised tomorrow.
exactly.
We're
So
not promised tomorrow, so why not try to be the best
stay.
version of yourself now?
No, exactly. Yeah, stay in the present and just do it now. And
Right.
I said to my family that, okay, as long as it's not financially strained, then we can just do it now, because yes, why not? Why
Right.
not? You know?
Yeah.
Do you want to add
I was
anything?
going to say, that they say it's life is too short, eat the cake, use the good china. Don't
Yes.
save the stuff. Don't save the stuff. Don't, don't wait until tomorrow to start working on being a better version of yourself. And it's just one little thing at a time.
And those china plates are so beautiful. So I mean, like, what are you waiting for?
Bust out the china and throw a slab of cake on it, and then go for a 10-mile walk.
It's so self, man, self-indulging, really.
Right.
So then, aside from all that, again, how do you make time for the things you enjoy outside of work?
I honestly, I carve a lot of time out. For example, like I still go on my daily walks. Monday through Friday, I still get up. I go for my daily walk. Now,
How long you walk for?
usually it's like a half an hour, maybe 45 minutes, depending on the morning. If it's not raining, like downpour, and if it's not icy out, I'm out there every day.
Good for you.
Every
Good look
day,
at
Monday
you.
through Friday. I carved out time to do it. I started getting up originally at 5:30, and then I bumped it back to 5:15 because there are things that I have to do in the morning before I go for my walk. And ultimately now I get up at 5 o'clock in the morning. Monday through Friday, I'm up at 5. I go have my coffee and meds and vitamins.
Oh,
I
yes.
sit down, I
The
flip through the
wellness.
book and have my coffee, and then 6 o'clock I'm up. I'm saying good morning to my wife and I'm heading out the door to go for my walk.
By any chance, did you read the 5 a.m. Club? Did you read that
No,
book?
I
No,
have
you're
not.
just doing it. It just so the 5 a.m. is so significant to that book because it talks about how 2020, it's like 2020, and you apply 20 minutes of physical activity in the morning, you wake up at 5 a.m. And I've been telling people about this, and I'm like, well, you gotta, like, the key word here again is modification, because customization, because not everybody's equipped to wake up at 5 a.m.
No,
Yeah,
no.
so
And people look at me like I'm crazy when they're like, you're up at five, but you don't have to be at work until 8.
I love it, so, but that's what it takes
Well,
though.
but here's the thing with me is as a child, my mother had all of our clocks set 10 minutes fast all the time. So
Love it.
that explains part of my anxiety about being late
Oh
for anything.
yeah, for anything. Oh wow, that sticks, huh?
So I'm literally in the parking lot most days by 7:30.
Love that. I
But
love that.
and if it's if I'm earlier, then I get out and I walk around the block by the office.
I
Because
love
I
that.
mean,
You're
literally walking helps me to regulate a little bit,
right.
and try to just gauge myself and get myself ready mentally for whatever I'm going back into the office or going into the office for the day.
I love that. I'm gonna use that. I'm gonna use that system, setting the alarm, because my little one takes forever to wake up. So I should set the alarm a little bit, earlier.
Don't.
So that way
Well,
she.
all right, just don't continue it into their, when they're able to tell what time it is.
Oh no, I'm doing it now because it takes her forever to get up.
Right. No,
But I
I
love that
actually,
though.
yeah, it's really like that's my time, when most people are like, some people get up and meditate and stuff like that. I'm not much of a meditator, but
Oh, I can never.
getting outside, throwing on my earbuds and listening to my music. I'm a musicaholic. I love music. And
And what are you listening to right now?
oh man, I discovered the gentleman's name is Labyrinth, and he's done so many songs. The one song that most people might know is See Beneath Your Beautiful.
Oh, wow. The title
But
sounds
then
very good.
he has like I can't even tell you, they're just such motivational songs. And one of them was actually used in a commercial for a TV show, and I can't even think of what it was now, but just he's got such a variety. But then I'm also listening to a lot of the stuff that we listen to when I'm in class, because part of class is extreme hip hop step.
Yes. I gotta keep that beat going. Yes.
Keep the beats going. Exactly. I'm also listening to Beyonce's Lemonade album.
Of course.
I've kind of taken her song Six Inch Heels. I mean, I know it has nothing to do with like confidence and all that by any stretch of the imagination, but something about the line of the song where she walked in the room and killed everyone around her, and it's like killing with confidence and radiating that energy, that positivity, and killing everybody with a smile, and just I'm stepping into that tall feeling. Because you know me, I'm not tall.
It, you
I'm
have,
not
just have to
tall.
put yourself in there mentally. That's it.
But it's
Confident is just
exactly,
putting yourself in there
yes.
mentally, and you show you,
Right.
yeah, you're
I
right.
walk in, I'm standing up straight, as opposed to, back those 10 years ago, I was like always like slumped out, slump around. But now I walk into the room and my shoulders are back and I'm
Of
standing
course.
straight up,
Body image, yes. Yeah,
and I'm
body posture,
feeling
yeah.
that confidence.
Yes,
And
yeah.
so that song to me is like, there's a confidence to it. And
I love
that's,
that.
yeah, so things like that.
Yeah.
Jessie J also has a song
Yeah.
called Queen. And literally, like the first line of the song is, I love my body, I love my skin.
Yes. Yes to all of that, because in order to also, I've learned that in order to go through changes, you have to first put yourself in the highest level of what you see yourself becoming, and also creating your environment to align with what
right.
you, the change that you need. So,
yes,
you know, listen to Beyonce, Jessie J, getting, you know,
oh,
setting
yeah.
up the clock to, you know, 10, 20 minutes or 10 minutes early. That's setting you up for success.
Right.
That's beautiful.
Because
That's
not only
beautiful.
Do I have to get up and deal with myself, and I'm going to say deal with myself, because some days I get up and I'm like, I don't want to do the walk.
I know.
I have to do
Exactly.
the walk. I have to do the walk, but I don't want to, but I'm going to,
Right.
because
Exactly.
I don't have any more excuses.
Right.
And
Right.
that's another one of the mottos as part of the classes
Yeah.
that I go
No more
to
excuses.
is, no, I have no excuse.
Yeah.
Literally, it's too cold. It's too this. It's too that. No, I'm
I
up at
mean,
5
it's always
o'clock.
gonna be cold.
See? Yeah. If it's icy, there's my only excuse is I've fallen on
Right.
my driveway here at home. Yeah.
But you
So
still got
legit.
backup?
I mean, yeah, I got back up, but I still had to go to the hospital and deal with a baseball, like half a baseball size welt on the back of my head, because, you
That's
know,
brutal.
there's no hair to protect that. But legit now, you know, just to peel a part of a Maya Angelou, but still I rise.
Oh, yes. I love that line. I
Yeah,
love that.
and part of that is, you know, getting up, dealing with myself, going to work, working with
Yeah.
my trainee and getting her up to speed on everything she needs to do.
Right.
And then preparing myself to learn the next chapter of my position at my office.
Yes.
So all of those things, that the balance comes in between my home time and spending time with my wife and going on dates and
Yeah.
the things
Wow.
to do, and then working out to balance out my mental and physical being.
You got it to the T. You got it to the T.
Yeah.
And I know you have provided some insightful information, like the wording of I am not ready yet. No more excuse. That is the, you know, the motivational behind
Yeah.
your workout. And life
Yeah.
is too short. And an ounce of grace. Those are beautifully placed and very aligned to what it, the change that we need, the step that we need to take to make change happen. So
Right.
now those are great, but in your own profession so far in life, I mean, you have, you know, gone through your share fair of failures. No offense,
Yeah.
but
No, we all
but
have. I mean,
you
that's
know,
part of life.
exactly. And you learn and you get up and you learn and you move on.
Yeah.
Two tips you can give people who are overwhelmed and feeling out of balance holistically. What will be your two tips you can give someone that is
My
just
first tip is to breathe.
Breathe. I love that.
Breathe. And while you're breathing, there's a pause that happens in between your inhale and your exhale.
Right.
Look for it.
Yes.
And the other tip, man,
You.
that's tough.
Yes.
I'm
Oh,
gonna
what
go.
worked for you? Like, you know,
What works for
so
me?
yeah, what worked for you? Yeah. I
I,
mean,
you know, I breathing is definitely something I do literally so
How
many times
often?
a day. Just
Exactly. Yes.
I once asked my therapist if, you know, if there's too much deep breathing throughout the course of a day that might
What did
cause
they
me to
say?
pass out. She's like, no, just, you know,
Yeah.
maybe slow down.
There's not enough.
And
Yeah. Yeah.
honestly, that's something that even I tell my trainee and that I've had to tell myself, slow down.
Yes.
Because the
Yes.
quality over the quantity of what needs to happen, whether
Right.
it's in your work or in your life,
Yes.
we need to slow down. We're too fast food. What's the word that I'm looking for? Just everything is just instant gratification.
Yes, not looking for the long term
Yeah.
longevity. Yes.
And this journey that I'm on is a
Yeah.
marathon. It is not a
Yes.
sprint.
Of course. I love that.
Well, it's
That's true.
true. It's so true. Like, it's not going to happen overnight. All these people, I want
No.
to lose 10 pounds in 2 days. Guess what?
Yeah. Yeah.
You're starving.
Yes.
Yeah.
And food is do it mindfully, but food is still part of, how we live.
It
You know,
is.
part of living. So
Absolutely.
I we're coming down to the end of our conversation here.
Yeah.
And before I let you go, though, I do want to thank you for taking the time to come on and talk about digging your life as a balanced professional. And I just want to say that everything that you wished for, all the journey that you're on, may you find that, may you accomplish that and see, and enjoy that process. And just when you get there, like you mentioned earlier, and don't forget, don't always forget to breathe,
Yeah.
and celebrate the little, whether it's a big, triumphs or small triumphs, celebrate it, because then
Actually,
again,
I'm going
this
to
is
go with all triumphs are triumphs.
thank you. That's more
Sorry.
subtle. I love that. No, this is where these conversations are happening. Because what means something to you may mean something to somebody else. So I love the variations. This is what we,
Yeah.
this is life. This is it. I love
Right. Yeah.
it. I love that.
Yeah.
Well, I thank you for coming on. I appreciate
Yes.
you so much. We'll definitely will stay in touch here. And
Yes.
thank you so much for taking part of the podcast today. Okay.
Thank you so much for having me, Afido. I really appreciate it, and I hope that somebody's able to gain something from our conversation.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Thank you, Mel.
You're welcome. You take care.
You too.
Thank
Bye.
you. Bye-bye.
And again, we are at the end of this week's episode. Please accept my sincere gratitude for tuning in to this week's episode. I hope you find this episode encouraging, empowering, and educational, that enables you to strive for personal growth, professional success, and overall remain motivated to live a balanced life. Thank you for tuning in. I'll see you next time. Bye-bye.